Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and blessings, and welcome to another installment of the Gist of Freedom is Faith. This show is produced by acclaimed historian, educator, and author Leslie Gist, and serves as our weekly live online discussion to celebrate the African-American experience by honoring all the people, past and present, black and white, who, with faith and focus, are preserving our rich history through literature, the arts, the skilled trades, and the humanities. We thank you for joining us tonight, and we'd love you to be a part of tonight's discussion by calling in with your comments or questions to 347-324-5555.
Hello, this is Leslie Gist. You listen to the Gist of Freedom. Mr. Josiah Henson is our guest host. Josiah, are you on the line?
No, I'm
okay.
Here. How you doing?
Great. You can take over from this point. Thank you, Josiah.
All right. Hey, guys, this is Josiah Blackman coming from Paterson, New Jersey. I'm representing the Christian Fellowship Center Outreach Ministry, but my pastor is Pastor Jules Rudolph. Tonight, we're representing the Gist of Freedom talk show. We have a nice website that you can go to and check us out at www.blackhistoryblog.com. Tonight we have a great person that we're looking forward to introducing. We have Navarro Wright, the co-founder of Russell Simmons' company, Global Grind. And is he here tonight?
I am here. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing, sir?
I'm blessed, man. I'm blessed. Thanks for having me.
Good. Good to have you. We hear that you're organizing the Hurricane Cindy benefit concert here in Jersey this Friday night. How is that going?
Going well, yeah. Partnering with my host church, which is the Perfecting Church in Sewell, New Jersey, and my pastor, Kevin Brown. We got together. My pastor called me about a week or so ago and said the Lord put on his heart that we needed to figure out a way to help the victims of Hurricane Sandy. So we started talking about putting a benefit concert together. Then I reached out to some of my colleagues at Radio 1 where I work, and Praise Philly got involved, and now Praise Philly and the Perfecting Church, we're all getting together, and we're hosting a concert this Friday at the Perfecting Church in Sewell, New Jersey. We got stars like LaShawn Mitchell, Pastor Charles Jenkins, Lonnie Hunter, The Truth, and more continue to come out and support us in this endeavor. So we're looking for as many people to come out, because 100% of the proceeds are going to World Vision and Red Cross to directly assist the people who were affected by the hurricane.
Cool. So you have some great lineups. So I'll mention now, could you give us a rundown and some little info of who your guests are to be? Some people may not know them, some people will. So, you know, who are they known for? What are they known for? You want to give us a little brief bio of each person?
Sure. LaShawn Mitchell, one of his most popular tracks is Nobody Greater Than You. He has a current single out now saying that's called Turning Around for Me. Very popular artist. Pastor Charles Jenkins has one of the most popular gospel songs out now, My God is Awesome. He'll be there with his fellowship choir. Lonnie Hunter is a host on Praise Philly and also has an album out as well. And The Truth is a hip-hop gospel artist. And those are just the people that we've secured so far, but each day we're hearing from more and more gospel artists, so we're expecting it to be a great lineup and a great night of worship, and the money will be given to a great cause.
Wonderful. So, with you knowing these guests, how are you connected to them?
Say that again, I'm sorry.
I said, with you knowing these guests, how are you connected to them? Did you go to school or something, meet them walking down the street or something?
No, you know what? I mean, through my job at Radio 1 and just through all my careers, I've made my career place. I've had great relationships with people, and I've been able to call on people for the right calls. So most of these people are actually friends of mine or friends of friends, and I called them and said, hey, this is the call, and they jumped in for it. And I really believe it's just a blessing. You know, I think when people are aligned for the right reason and God wants us to do something, anything can happen. I mean, we turned this concert around really in about 48 hours from idea to manifestation, so everything had to be in alignment. And I'm just thankful that people are willing to give of their time to help others. So I think it's going to be a great night, and I'm looking forward to a packed house.
Good. Now, what do you expect from this event? What is your goals? What is your whole mindset like after you see this event? What are you expecting from it?
I'm just really expecting for God to move in the building. You know, I think, you know, if you think about Hurricane Sandy and when it happened, right, so many people were affected by it, but immediately we had to shift our focus to the election. You know, we were blessed to have President Barack Obama be reelected. And you know how sometimes the media goes on topics, we've already moved to something else, but there's still thousands of people who are displaced because of the hurricane. So we've really felt it was time for the body of Christ to come together and show how we can move. So I think people are going to get blessed by the worship. I think we're going to raise money. I think people are going to have a great time, hear some great music. And we're going to come out of there energized, knowing that we're helping a lot of people and that all of our goals are aligned.
Good. Now, why a concert? What made you choose a concert? You said there's many other things you could have chosen, but why a concert?
You know, I think, you know, I'm a big believer, you know, I'm a big believer in the power of worship, and I think music brings people together from a lot of backgrounds. And at the end of the day, you know, we want people to give, but we want people to get something out of it, and we believe gospel music give something different to everyone who hears it. So I think that's a great way to bring people together for a common cause and really see the power of God.
That's good, because I think music is a neutral place where, you know, no one's judged, no one can say, I'm this, I'm that. That's a place where you can find unity, I would say.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so that's a good idea to do. So now, with that being said, dealing with this tragic event, have you been affected or family, people that you know have been affected by Hurricane Sandy?
You know what? My family and I, we were blessed that we weren't affected. We weathered the storm and came out with no power loss and no damage. But, yeah, I know several people who were displaced. I know people I work with who have lost property, who were displaced from their home for over a week, you know. So it's affected a lot of people. And quite frankly, you know, we know just by seeing the media and hearing stories, there's so many people who are affected on different levels. You know, people lost everything they own. People have, you know, still not been able to be back in their homes. So it's touched, you know, whether I know, you know, whether it's someone you directly know or someone who's near you, everyone's been touched by it.
Yes. So with this concert, would you feel that people who's been questioning Hurricane Sandy, like asking God why, do you feel like this concert would give them some answers and some reassurance and some encouragement to actually deal with what's been lost?
Yeah, you know, I believe, you know, any time in life that when challenges come, it really gives us an opportunity to show the strength of our spirit, right? There's a lot of ways we can react to negative situations, but I believe the best way to react to it is to galvanize ourselves and show that we can come together and support one another. So I think, you know, in this world, sometimes things happen that we question and don't understand why. But if you really look, when people come together, you really see the best in people in those situations. And I think people will come out and say, wow, you know what, there's a lot of people here who really care about what happened. It's important to more people than they even realize, and you'll get motivated to even do more. So, you know, I'm foreseeing nothing but positive things coming out of this event and for people to just really enjoy the evening.
Good. So now, would this be another tool to promote Christ and, you know, all of his ways and attributes?
Absolutely. I think, you know, everything we do is an opportunity to promote Christ. And I think, you know, if you look at so far, the only benefit that's happened so far was the one that was on NBC, which was kind of a mainstream event. I think it's a great message for, the body of Christ to come together and get people galvanized and get people understanding how powerful God is. I mean, you know, through all this tragedy, there's stories of people who still have hope and have faith, you know, in God. And I think that's what's most important. And I think, you know, people are going to see that. To your point, you know, music is a great equalizer. You know, some people may come and may not have a relationship with God, and this will allow them to see God affect other people and in turn affect them. So I think there's nothing but positive.
Yeah, that sounds good. So with with the whole conversation, Hurricane Sandy, like, what was your feedback? What was your response to the people who would say, like, oh, why did this happen? You know, like, you know, if there isn't a God, you know, kind of, you know, shunning us because they feel like, you know, why would God allow this to happen to us? So what was your, like, what would be your response to something like that?
Yeah, you know, I think people need to understand that nothing bad comes from God. What God allows us to do is to weather bad things that happen, right? Bad things are in the world, but God doesn't create bad things. But God gives us the opportunity to show our faith through bad things. So I tell people that at any given time, if they look at something that's negative, you can still see God in what happens after that and how people are resilient, how people come back from that, how people have testimonies of how they've come through and improved their life for the better. So, you know, I think you're right. A lot of people get feelings of hopelessness in situations like this. But again, you know, this event's going to be a outward display, but there's a multitude of inward displays of faith and activity from people going into Newark and helping people give out food and give out clothing. You know, God's moving through all of those people, and a lot of things we don't see. So we go, you know, we have to have faith that they're going, but this is an outward movement that people will be able to visualize.
Okay, cool. So now let's take a shift now. What is your views about the election, re-election of black president all over again, Barack Obama? How do you feel about that?
I think it's fantastic. I think, you know, the power of the masses were shown during this election. You know, the power of the minority vote was shown. I think it shows that no matter what you hear in the media, the people understand that President Obama has come in and done some significant things for our country. And he needs the opportunity to do more. So I can't be anything but excited about what happened, and more importantly, excited that people had an opportunity to see that their voice really mattered, right? That them taking the time and in some places hours to vote really made the difference because they're the ones that helped reelect the president.
Cool. So what is your take on our governor's response and his action towards Hurricane Sandy?
I think he's been focused. I think he's done a great job. I think he's put politics aside and really focused on trying to help our state. I mean, there's a lot going on, you know, and I think working, you know, this is situations like this, all bodies of government have to work together. This is not really about government. It's about the people. And at the end of the day, you know, their role is in service to their constituents. So I think it's going to be a long process. It's not an overnight fix. But I think the state and various cities are doing the best they can to support people who are affected.
Cool. So, sir, again, we're looking forward to this concert with LaShawn Mitchell, Pastor Jenkins, Ronnie Hunter, and The True. I think this is a great idea that you're doing. I mean, I'm praying for you. I pray that nothing but the best success. Give us your contact info or something or anything else you want to promote. You know, let's promote you right about now.
I appreciate it. So first, with the concert, if you go to theperfectingchurch.org, you'll see a link to the How Great Thou Art concert, and you can get tickets. It's Friday. Doors open at 7:30 at the TD Banks Art Center in South Jersey in Sewell, New Jersey. In terms of myself, you can follow me at Navarro Wright on Twitter. That's NavarroWright. You can follow me there, and you can keep up with everything I'm doing, not just here, but in terms of technology, evangelism, and all the other projects they have going on as well.
Wonderful. Have anything else to promote?
I think we're good. I appreciate it, man. I appreciate the time. Thanks for having me.
No problem. We want to thank you. Well, I mean, this is a great move. I believe nothing but God will be glorified, and it's going to be a great success, sir.
Appreciate it, man. Take care. Be blessed.
All right, now, take care.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.